listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. A hard border is set to be established to stop meth from getting into WA. The state government will introduce tough new legislation for 22 permanent search zones and to give more powers to police. Premier Mark McGowan says it'll replicate COVID conditions that saw meth usage drop across the state.
It's not the broader community. It's not walking down the street. It's not walking down the street in Perth or Bunbury or Kalgoorlie or wherever it might be. It's on the border areas, border with the eastern states, the airport, the rail crossing, the ports.
The United States has been rocked by another school shooting, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children aged 9 and 3 adults have been fatally wounded, while the shooter has been killed by police, identified as a 28-year-old former student. This woman's child was the victim of the Parkland shooting last year, and she's leading calls for gun control.
How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars.
A Perth court has convicted 3 bikie members under WA's strict insignia laws, but it's dropped several other charges. The group was initially charged last year for showing tattoos at a pool party at a hotel in Scarborough. A Sydney court has granted bail for a former SAS soldier accused of a war crime in Afghanistan. The 41-year-old's conditions include a $200,000 surety. It's alleged he fatally shot a man while deployed with Australian forces in 2012, and the case returns to court in May. To sport, West Coast's Noah Long says he's not feeling daunted about playing in his first derby this weekend against Fremantle.
It's just another game, and that's exactly how we prepare for it. It's just another game. Yes, it's a bit of a rivalry for a few years, but it's just another game, and that's how we go about it.